This date in Broncos history, November 12, 1989, the Broncos traveled to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs for what proved to be a defensive battle. In fact, the defense provided the only touchdown for the Broncos on this day when defensive end Alfonso Carriker sacks and strips Chiefs quarterback Steve Pellower. Nose tackle Greg Cragen alertly scoops up the ball and rumbles into the end zone for the score and a 10-3 Denver lead. Later in the game, cornerback Tyrone Braxton strips tight end Jonathan Hayes and safety Steve Atwater recovers to set up a David Treadwell field goal. But after the Chiefs tied it up at 13 late in the game, John Elway worked his magic. On 3rd and 3 from the Denver 27, Elway scrambles out of trouble and throws over the middle of the field to Mark Jackson for 8 yards in the first down. Later on the drive, 3rd and 7 from the Denver 38, Elway scrambles again out of trouble and finds Jackson again, this time for 21 yards and another first down. Then on 3rd and 8, and under a minute remaining, the crafty quarterback tosses a shovel pass to Steve Sewell, who races 30 yards to the Kansas City 9, setting up this.
Just outside the left hash mark, Fritz down, Treadwell's kick on the way, and good!
The Broncos win 16-13 after the future Hall of Fame quarterback directs them to a 10-play, 80-yard game-winning drive.